say, what to say, what to say.
Oh, you damn right. Let's go. Hour number one on a Thursday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling, he's in the building. He will be producing today. Thanks to our man Wags for sitting in for a little bit longer. He's got enough to produce every day, but there's a meeting going on right now. I'm sure Trey's running the whole thing. But there was a wreck out here on 360 this afternoon that kind of extended people's drives in. So Trey's dealing with that right now. It is hot, hot, hot once again. 103 for the high today, 104 tomorrow. Said 102 as I was driving in. God love all y'all that have to deal with the stereotypical part of rush hour, and we hope we can take your mind off of it a little bit.
Yeah, Mopac was feeling it there. I didn't see this thing over here, though.
So you missed it.
Yeah, I think they just cleared it up.
Yeah, I saw it. Were two cars involved. There was a fire truck and an ambulance, and it was because of the way the road is, you didn't know it till you were right on top of it.
Yee.
And I'm like, oh, that's why it's extra crazy today. So we hope your traffic is not extra crazy today. We'll definitely talk some football. How about 44 days until Texas plays Maryland? You got a 4-4 for me? We got a double 4?
Oh, I've got a couple. Winfred Tubbs.
He went neck roll, didn't he? Was he a neck roll guy like Brian Jones back in the day? When you said Winfred Tubbs, I saw a neck roll in my mind, and I don't know if that's incorrect.
I think that may be incorrect. The 89 game, that was actually closer than I thought it would be, and he was a running back then.
Oh, I forgot he was
ran
a running
over
back.
You guys pretty well. I mean, you know, y'all were more talented, no doubt, but that was closer than I thought, partially because of Winfred.
It's funny you said that, because yesterday at the Tom Herman deal, as we were coming back from the field, Craig and I were talking about something. There was some reference to the last time that A&M and Texas had played on the field and Cyrus Gray's game and stuff, and we both talked about games that should not have been close that were. That series had a lot of those games, and I guess you could say that about a lot of rivalries, but I go back to different games on either side, whether it's Ricky's senior year in 98. I just didn't feel like A&M was going to be that close in that game, but they took the lead late and Texas had to come back.
You guys were ranked 6th in the country and we were ranked 24th in the country, but I know what you're saying if you actually were watching those two teams at that time.
I thought Texas was better that day, and it was just that was a strange game. And then the last time they played here I thought was a strange one too. A&M only won it by like 7. But I thought they controlled the game. 2010, the Texas team had just, and that was such a, it had fallen all apart. But they fought like hell, and it was like 24-17, I think. It was a close score.
I don't think I watched that one.
I think I do recall you maybe saying you didn't watch that game.
I was in New York, and I was doing other stuff, and I was, you know, I mean, they're 5-7. I thought,
yeah,
it was
right.
A good year to get away.
5-6 going in, yeah.
I think I watched the Nebraska game that year. That's
probably fair. We will definitely have some Texas football conversations today. Our weekly visit with Jeff Howell from 24/7 Sports at 4:05. And at 5:05, we'll looky there. Scipio Tex, the legend himself.
Paul.
Inside Texas.
Two weeks in a
Carnival.
Row.
He really wants us to know about this preview, doesn't he?
Yeah, he
Thinking
does.
Texas football. It's out there.
He's excited, too.
The digital preview that they do every year that's gotten a lot of good attention over the last few years. So he's, he had great conversation with him last week. I know people love to hear from him, so I was thrilled when you said that he's the one guest we have, the consistent guest we have that I really feel is like, I don't know who to compare it to, almost like a Johnny Depp. Or one of those actors where you really... Okay, now look, you got to go in carrying the bowl of blue M&Ms. If you don't set it down within the first 10 seconds, he might not speak to you.
So you think he's high maintenance?
A little bit. Just a little bit of high maintenance.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right? Yeah, but once you get him on, it's fantastic.
He's great.
But as we've noted, he lives a life that a lot of people would love to live out in Northern California and just, you know, having all kinds of cool stuff to do. So we'll talk to him in the 5 o'clock hour today. Where do you want to start today? What's on your mind?
I'm going to send it back to you. What do you got?
Well, I think there's a couple different things that we could hit. I think we definitely need to talk UT football and kind of reset some stuff that Tom Herman told us yesterday. But maybe a baseball deal needs to be talked about at the beginning. Manny Machado already to the Dodgers, but a guy you've talked about. We talked about him last year as a possibility for the Astros. Brad Hand of San Diego is now on the move. The Cleveland Indians make this move in first place, 7.5 games up. But the weird, like, strange stat with them is that despite their good record, their bullpen's been terrible.
It's been awful.
Really bad.
Awful. Really, everyone's been bad. And I went through it last week, some of the five or six different guys comparing their numbers to last year. And if you look at their bullpen rank, they're 29th in ERA, 29th in opponents' batting average, and their worst in home run percentage. Your bullpen's giving up 4.4% of their hits or home runs.
That's not a good thing?
No. And
that's not
actually,
good.
That may be pitches. God knows. But yeah, they've really been struggling. Brad Hand is a big-time left-hander for San Diego. I didn't know if they were going to trade him or not. I knew they had some control over him. But this is a big move, and it's not about the AL Central. The AL Central is equivalent to the NBA East this year, to where it's as bad a division as we've ever seen in our lifetime. If you've had your eyes open,
they know
Hand can eat up so many innings.
He can too, right?
They know what's outside the gate,
right? Exactly. Yeah.
They know what's coming.
It is it nothing to do with AL Central? This is about the Astros, Yankees, and Red Sox when we have to run into them.
Absolutely. And then just to hopefully put a smile on Kevin's face, Dustin McComas's face, Wags's face, and all you baseball nerds out there, let's talk prospects going the other way. The Padres get, among others, the big thing in this deal is Francisco Mejia, a catcher prospect. Catching prospect? Which way you prefer that? Catching prospect?
I'd say catcher.
A catcher prospect? Okay. But yeah, so he's a catcher, obviously was in the Indian system. Padres will get him. And if you missed it yesterday, Manny Machado is going to the Dodgers. And the big get on the other side there is an outfielder named Yusnil Diaz. There's five guys total, but Diaz is the big one. And he was not the guy that almost held it up. Not the guy that had a weird physical. One of the other guys did.
Well, then how would that even be held up if it's some other dude?
Right. Well, it's because
of what you said
yesterday. It's the Orioles,
yeah.
Right? And Wags can comment on this. Adam Wagner, Wags the producer, a Baltimore guy. You've watched this your entire life, right? This team, they fall in love and they freak out on deals and stuff.
Yeah, that's the Peter Angelos part. Wags, I don't want to rip on your Orioles too much, but you've been there and seen them.
Oh, misery loves company. Come on.
I like how they are in this elite club in Major League Baseball, the only organization that just goes over the top on medicals.
Well, stalling tactic. It's
how come that doesn't translate to your big league team? You look like you're playing at Craig Field.
Exactly.
It just doesn't seem to add up, right?
I guess all the true talent's going down to the Tides in Norfolk. I don't know.
It's like a slob who's occasionally OCD.
Right. It's like a guy who's got like a 29-point system on finding the perfect girl, and then when he tells you he's got one, you go out on a double date with him, and it's like, that's what you came up with?
Yeah.
That's what your system came up with?
Yeah, numbers spit it out.
Dude.
Sex Panther by Odeon.
Dude, she just licked the table. Did you see that? She licked salt off the table. Your computer did that?
It's point one.
Right. Point one, she needs to be able to lick things.
Gotta be able to lick things
off of tables.
Dude, you're right. The Orioles just they always almost add more
drama
to,
yeah.
to any deal, almost just to stall it out or to be like, well, wait, we like this deal, but we're not in love with it. So let's maybe let it fall apart. I don't know. We kind of want something for Manny, but we really don't because we're so in love with the guy.
Bizarre.
I mean, and that's to the epitome of the Baltimore fan base as well. They fall in love. There's a lot of emotion when it comes to Baltimore sports fans. It's just because there's not enough winning has happened in that town.
Well, it makes sense how you deal then. I mean, I see how this all correlates now.
It's all coming together. Got to figure it out.
Yeah, Wags and I are back and forth right now. We're in trade talks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this like vicious trade talks? Is it friendly trade talks?
It's friendly. Very friendly.
Okay.
Very
right.
friendly.
I'm just making sure. All right. So we'll definitely talk some football today. We'll definitely talk some baseball today. We also have to keep you updated on the British Open at Carnoustie. They're over in Scotland. This is the site of Jan Vandeveld.
Oh, God.
Remember that? 99, I think.
I didn't enjoy that. I don't enjoy people falling apart like that.
Maybe 97 or 98 now
yeah,
that I think
right
about
around
it.
There.
Justin Leonard was involved in that thing in a way.
Oh, he was.
Remember he was
a three-way playoff?
Uh-huh. Very good. And do you remember the guy that won it? I think I remember this.
Oh.
This is stupid trivia right here.
No.
I think it was Darren Clark.
Ooh.
The Irish guy?
I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember that. I remember Justin being in it.
I think it was Darren Clark. But yeah, this is the site of the Jean Vandeveld deal. Today they had great weather, but it was still really, really difficult. So they were playing on a course so dry that David Faraday said, if there were more white areas out here, it would look like a Christmas scene. So it's already dried out. They're going to get some rain, I think, tomorrow. But I heard Aaron talk about Tiger's first tee shot today, and I saw a few of these today as well. I saw a shot, one guy's shot, rolled an extra 53 yards. Tiger's first shot looked like it went 100 extra yards. Their rollout was dumb. Justin Thomas ended up with a 408-yard drive today. That's how much rollout they had on certain holes. So it is, it's been
408.
408. Yes. So
this is my type of deal. You know, I hit the ball on the ground and I try and leg it out.
Well, here's why this is. There's a multiple reasons why the British Open's a blast to watch. One, because it gets done early in the day. Everything's early. But two, if you are any at all a fan of like crafty shots, weird shots, trick shots, something you have to think up that's not normal, that's what this tournament is.
So Phil could do well here, right?
Phil, right. When he won the one a few years ago, it would sort of made sense. Once you saw him, once he was good off the tee and getting to the fairway, then it made sense. Oh, yeah, because his short game is incredible. So the leader right now is still Kevin Kisner, the man who went to Georgia, in case you don't know that old school. I had to look that one up. I didn't know that one, naturally. He shot a 66 today. It's a par 71 course, if you want to get that math straight. So Kevin Kisner is in the lead. Couple guys at minus four, including Tony Finau. Remember the dude at the par three at the Masters that messed up his ankle running up after
hole in one.
Tony Finau, big dude, and if he swings it well, he can be really good. His putter was actually working for him today. But we also need to mention Brandon Stone. When you look at the list, Brandon Stone is a guy, he's from South Africa. He's also a Longhorn. He played 1 year at Texas, went pro in 2013, and he shot 68 today.
Damn.
Yeah.
I thought that name was familiar.
Mixing in birdies on 4, 6, and 8, among other holes. So he is at minus three, only two shots back. As far as your big names go, Jordan Spieth shot a 72 today. He was looking all right and kind of sputtered down the stretch. Tiger shot even par today. Phil was plus two. Ricky Fowler minus one. And Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy both minus two today. And again, by this time, all those rounds are done and everything you see today is, you know, replay. But I do love the British Open because you can get up, get it done. You're finished by like 11:30 or 12.
It is kind of nice. And if you missed it that day, you can rewatch it that night.
Yeah, they'll reshow. Just look at that picture right there. They were just showing.
Oh, it's
see how dry it is. Look at all that. I mean, it's crazy. And if you can get the right, the right roll, you're in great shape. But boy, the rough is crazy. They've got some of that, you know, tall grass and fescue and all that stuff they talk about.
Look at that thing, dude.
Right, 112 bunkers. I think I heard. Yeah, that ball's not supposed to roll that far.
No,
it's just not supposed to go that far. And by the way, that one's about to roll maybe off the fairway.
There is something about one of the things I don't like about the British Open traditionally is just the optics of it. I don't like dry grass.
Right, because it's not cool and green. And
right, I like green grass.
Yeah, that's true. I like it because every other scene, I feel like I'm going to see a goat or a moose.
Moose.
You know, some sort of mountain animal run by.
I love all the hunting birds walking through.
The vegetation I like. The way they let the grass get tall and crazy. So we'll keep you up to date on the British Open today as well. Thanks again to UT and our folks that set it up last night with the Tom Herman meet and greet. I would hope at this point, even after doing this long, certain things are still cool. I thought it was kind of cool that an interview we did turned into a story with the Mikey Grandy thing. It's kind of neat.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, that doesn't get old.
Like, I didn't see our names or anything, but it kept on an interview on 104.9 The Horn. I thought, that's cool. That was us.
So that was all over?
A couple people ran with that story, including Jeff Howe of 24/7. I saw it on their site. So Mikey Grandy, the offensive line, junior college offensive line, lineman, medically disqualified is the way Tom Herman said it to us yesterday because of the concussion situation. He said Trey Watson and Cade Brewer are under slight limitations coming off of their injuries, if you don't remember that. Obviously, you knew Brewer had the injury, but Trey Watson is coming off of an injury at Cal.
Okay.
So those were the ones that, kind of stood out to me. But it was great talking with Tom Herman yesterday. And, hey, it's always good to talk football this time of year. I guess we should say hi since he did his finally walked back in the room. Not only has it been a long time since I've seen Trey, since we've all done a show together, but then he has a meeting and it gets even later. I thought for a second maybe he wasn't, you know, our producer anymore. Maybe it was over.
High school football production meeting, guys. Let me tell you, I would have much rather been in the control room versus one of those. But we got some good things hashed out. Some big things on tap for the Horn and the Austin Radio Network's high school football coverage this fall. But on the note of Mikey Grandy, it's really cool that you guys were able to break that news yesterday. Brad and I, much like Jeff Howe, did talk about how that news came out yesterday, although I am a little bit embarrassed to say that we attributed it to 24/7 versus you guys.
No, that's fine. You know why? You know how it all started? Jeff Howe texted me right before and right before the interview and said, "Hey, Katie, is there any way you could maybe slip this in? We forgot to ask about it." And I was like, "Sure, no problem." I was like, "I think we owe you some of those."
So you actually,
and then typical Jeff, he's like, "Thank you so much." I'm like, "No, thank you, dude. You're such a nice guy."
So whether you know it or not, you were actually right.
Yeah. Well, so you're right.
And I was lying about that. We actually did attribute it to you guys, so I'm glad to get the backstory on that.
Oh, good.
Well, there's the reality right there.
That is fantastic. So how you feeling?
Feeling good. You know, other than the wreck on 360, I hope everybody's okay from that two-car accident that hung myself, Aaron Hogan, you, and Craig Way up at various points in the early afternoon. It's been a great week so far, guys. A lot of fun in Dallas, a.k.a. Frisco, for the Big 12 Media Days on Monday and Tuesday. It was a lot of fun getting to hang out for the Tom Herman meet and greet yesterday, getting to jack around with the rest of the Horn Air staff on the field. Yesterday as well, I talked with BK about this, and Chad, you may not feel this as much because you're an A&M alum, but I would imagine this is the same thing for you with Kyle Field. I never lose that feeling of how cool it is to get to set foot on the field at DKR, and it was the same thing yesterday, whether or not the team was actually about to take the field. It got that tingle down the spine when I set foot on that artificial surface.
Nice.
Yeah, the only time I've ever been on that field, I've been on the field during a game, like, you know, down under the goalposts and doing the field pass thing, maybe one time. But yeah, it was very, very cool. And I can understand, obviously, if it's your school and your team, that's incredible. But even me walking on that field, like, I remember just thinking, okay, you soak up the fact that you're standing at like the 40-yard line at a major college football field, because that's so rare for the normal person to get to do. I mean, it's just not normal.
And just to imagine the stands being filled up, because like, it's a big stadium. Stadiums, college football stadiums are big things. But just to look up to see it from the field level is an impressive thing as well. Although I'm not sure how often the football players on the field are having to look directly west into a glare to try and take a picture into a camera from the stands as well.
Oh, no, we had it harder than they will, obviously. I mean, that was tough.
Clearly.
Staring right into that stand.
Now, the video now exists of everybody on the Horn Air staff jumping up for that one photo that Brad Kellner decided that he was too cool or too hetero for.
Of course.
So he crouches down while everybody's jumping up in the air. It's a pretty cool shot, though.
Do we look good?
Everybody looks good, right. Except for BK.
Yeah. Oh, okay, obviously.
I'm surprised you could get a dollar under my hip right now.
Little Costanza action there.
You thought you were going
I was like, I was massaging it. I was like, all right, baby, come on, just give me one.
You got Dirk Nowitzki's vert right now.
Yeah,
something like that.
Well, I was wearing dress shoes, so for the rest of the meet and greet, and then really up until this morning, my knees were killing me just from one jump in dress shoes.
Really?
Yeah, it's not good.
All right, I feel better then.
There you go. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. By the way, thank you, Kevin, for taking the picture of me at the 50-yard line, because it will freak my dad out when I show it to him.
I can't wait for Doc to see that.
Oh, man. We're going to have to make sure he's got proper medication and all that stuff.
No, you weren't given the hook 'em. You were given the block power.
Right. I did not give the hook 'em. I figured I didn't give the hook 'em, but I also figured that giving the thumbs up, giving the gig 'em would probably not be the right way to go. So in those situations, I just go with the basic fist, which includes the Aggie ring, but it's not a full-on gig 'em.
That's my
middle ground.
How much did you have to think about that?
Not a ton. It was a couple years ago when we started working together again. Somebody wanted a picture. You threw up the hook'em horns, and I thought, well, this guy doesn't want to see me do the gig'em. So that's why I just went, hey, there you go. Boom. Just throw the fist up.
Right. Hey, I'm here.
How are ya? That's about all.
There's a little bit of a knuckle sandwich in it, too.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun yesterday. And I guess those pictures are going to be out at some point. What is that? What are they being used for?
Yeah, at some point. I just saw the GIF GIF of us doing the jump picture. So I haven't seen the actual picture itself. But I think at some point that those photos or some version of those photos are going to become our official pictures on the website.
Oh, well, how about that?
The various shows,
man,
podcasts, everything else going on. And the one constant in every photo or every version of every show photo was Craig Way. Craig Way sat in with the morning show.
That's true.
Rod show, the midday show, by himself, also the afternoon show as well.
Well, it helps to legitimize your picture in addition to the fact that you're standing on the Longhorn logo if the voice of the Longhorns is there with you.
Boom.
That really will make Doc Hastings ill.
I feel like it would have legitimized a little bit more had he done the play-by-play of what was going on
yes.
in the photo to where we could have had a vocal element, and it would have been less photo, more video that people could have seen.
Say goodnight to their retinas as they're staring yeah. into the
Man.
Sun. Why didn't I bring sunglasses? I felt so stupid.
I did.
Once I got there. Yeah, you guys both had them.
I was the only. You and I were the only ones. We should have kept them on.
I know.
Yeah, you should have.
In retrospect, you're right.
Man, I wish I'd had them. All right, coming up, we'll get you the big three. Again, another big baseball deal going down today. We'll get to that right now, though. Kevin's got to tell you about Dr. Eckert. Was he there last night?
I didn't see Dr. Eckert. He came last
either.
Year. Guy's working his butt off. He probably was working.
He's helping
people.
He is
a dentist.
Yeah.
He's helping people out. He's been helping people out for 24 years. 24 years of experience. Specializes in tooth loss solutions, whether it's a single tooth, multiple teeth. Maybe you've been told you need all of them restored or replaced. They have the solution. They've restored over 1,000 cases. So if it's serious like that, get in there. Maybe you just want a cleaning. Maybe you want to get some x-rays. Just get a checkup, make sure things are still going well. You can go in there for that. If you want to get some cosmetic work done, go in there for that. Free Zoom whitening, all new patients. That's valued at $495. All you got to do is call them and tell them Kevin from the Horn sent you, and you get that for free. Lots of people have done that. It's also a good time right now to not forget that maybe the calendar year, you want to use up all your dental insurance before it's over with. Do it this summer. Get it done right now. Give him a call. This guy works with NFL teams, NFL players. We are lucky to have Dr. Eckert here in Austin working with us. 345-3166, 345-3166, or get online. It's a great website. It's Dr. Eckert with a U.
Just getting started on a Thursday. We got some NFL stuff for you to mix into the big three. But first, Trey's back. What do you got, Trey?
Yeah, this weekend is Float Fest, guys, which is a fantastic lineup. We played the lineup at some point in the last 3 or 4 months, but I'm going to go ahead and play it again because there's only 2 days till the actual event. This is Tame Impala.
Tame and who?
Tame Impala.
Oh, Tame Impala. All right. Remember, the Round Rock Express, we're always doing cool stuff with the Express, and the Horn wants to help spotlight and thank some of our incredible coaches in the Austin area, whether it's a high school football coach, your daughter's soccer coach, kids' t-ball team, any coach is eligible from now until July 23rd, so you got a few days. You can nominate a coach that's benefited the community to win group tickets to an Express game. The winning non-coach will also get to have a representative throw out the first pitch. For more details or to nominate your favorite coach, go to hornfm.com. All right, it is Thursday. It is blazing hot outside, and we will get you the big three here in just a second. While I have a moment and Trey is back, Trey, I want to give each of your children a compliment and an idea for you. So first off, your son growing up incredibly well, great personality on that kid.
Mm-hmm.
But my idea for you is, since you guys are into Halloween family stuff, I think you and he need to dress exactly the same for Halloween, put product in his hair, and let him just be a little Trey.
Mini Trey, okay.
The mini Trey for Halloween. You be Dr. Evil. You put on the suit, the gray suit of Dr. Evil, and then do your hair exactly the same. Teach him how to do the pinky thing. I think that'd be funny.
I have no issues with that.
Lay a scar on your face. Put a little scar on his face. I think that's a good idea.
If a almost 2-year-old can have such a thing, he does have resting dick face already.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then the two of you could just have that look. I mean, he was staring off into space last night, and it just reminded me of you.
But he possesses the ability to smile, though. You saw that as
he
well.
He does. He does. He gave me a smile last night that might be better than anyone I've ever gotten from you.
I think he took a crap as I picked him up.
Yeah, you said as you were walking away.
I wasn't even a lot, but he's dealing with a stomach virus right now. Oh, it smelled terrible.
Oh, yeah. God. I mean, yeah, I just forgot what it's like to be, a parent. More to be an uncle and actually have kids where you're having to change diapers. I didn't have to do that a lot, but whew.
And the compliment for the compliment belongs to your daughter. Your daughter, not only are the curls looking incredible right now, but yesterday there was a moment, because they talk about characters, who you are when nobody's looking. She had a moment where she and her little brother were walking across the room. And I noted at that moment, you and your wife weren't necessarily focused right on where they were, right? But as they walked, she was making sure that her little brother got to where he needed to be. She had her hand on the center of his back at the top and was just leading him along.
Oh, that's cute.
And she had her little purse with her, and it just looked so
she's adorable.
Effing cute. And so I told your wife about it last night, and I said, later on, you tell her, good job for that, because it was a nice big sister moment.
Thank you for sharing that with me, because I had not heard that yet, and she really does look out for him, so that's cool to hear
good.
That even when we're not paying close attention to it, she's still doing the same.
Yeah, so it was very good. So you guys are doing a great job, because even when she thought you weren't looking at her, she went, because you know, in a normal situation, the little sister reaches over and bashes him on the back
pops
of the
head.
He's at that age right now, too, where he's just finding random times to walk up to her, pull her hair, hit her.
Yeah.
So we're trying to teach him not to do that, but fortunately, she doesn't take the bait most
times.
That
is good.
She
that
hit
is
back.
Very good.
Occasionally, but most of the time, she's good about not taking the bait because she realizes she's 2 years older than he is.
Okay.
Self-control can be kind of tough.
Smart four-year-old.
All right, speaking of self-control, maybe that's where this NFL story will take us in the Big Three.
The Big Three. This segment brought to you by The Yellow Rose. Book your bachelor party at The Yellow Rose, known for the best bachelor party destination in Central Texas. Learn more at yellowrose.com.
See that? That was what I called the Yellow Rose pause.
Mm-hmm.
And knew it was coming.
You felt it.
Knew it was coming. All right, so the NFL story would be that the Falcons have already informed Julio Jones that they're not going to extend him this season. No contract extension for him this season. But apparently Jones is not happy because the Falcons let this get out. Somebody in the organization publicly commented so that the Adam Schefters of the world could let us all know that it is happening. So now there's a question about whether or not Julio Jones will show up to training camp next week. Apparently the Falcons' focus right now is to get extensions for left tackle Jake Matthews, nose tackle Grady Jarrett, and free safety Ricardo Allen. Again, 3 years left on his contract, just so we're clear. The Falcons are all about, we'll talk to you in when you have a year to go, but Kevin, he's got 3 years, $34 million left. He's scheduled to make $10.5 million this year, but I guess there's an issue with that on his side of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I need to get into that a little bit more here.
So Julio Jones, maybe look out there. Obviously one of the teams to focus on in the NFC. Atlanta will should be very good again. We mentioned the Longhorn news from yesterday, in case you missed it. Mikey Grandy, the offensive lineman, medically disqualified because of concussions. As bad as that is, I do like to hear these stories where the families, the players, the coaches, the doctors get together and say, this has to end.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Your particular brain physiology can't take this anymore.
It's not worth it.
I like that.
And he's going to get a degree from Texas, assuming he can finish and all that. It's that's a win-win. It does suck because we need players, but we don't need them that bad.
Well, and I was glad to hear him hear Tom Herman say that he gets to finish the degree on scholarship.
Yep.
And
that's a good deal.
Too. Yeah. Trey Watson and Cade Brewer, he said, will be slightly limited. But other than that, it's a pretty healthy team going into fall practice. 44 days away from Texas and Maryland. And they report, I believe it's Friday, August 3rd is report day for the Longhorns. So obviously keep it right here on the horn for the very latest. Dodgers get Manny Machado. That happened during yesterday's show. The Indians get Brad Hand today, the left-handed reliever from the Padres. Francisco Mejia is a catching prospect that goes the other way. So the Padres get Mejia, but the Indians get Brad Hand. As Kevin pointed out, the Indians are 29th in ERA, 29th in on-base, in opponent's batting average, and worst in baseball at home run percentage given up. So they've got to figure something out, and they think he's going to help them.
Got to get outs coming out of the pen.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Giving up the long ball is not a good thing. Yeah, it's been a night and day type thing for their bullpen. We'll see if Andrew Miller has to get healthy and get back. Cody Allen's got to really get to where he was the last couple years. If that can happen, then they can play around, obviously, with Hand. maybe they just need those three, but they also need some of the other guys to get back to where they were.
Yeah. And at the British Open, you got Kevin Kisner on top of the board with a 66 today. The American big names, Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas, are only three shots back, four shots back for Ricky Fowler. Then you got Tiger at even par, so not out of it. Jordan Spieth looked all right, but then slipped a little bit at the end.
Ooh, he did.
Is plus one today. Yeah, last four holes he played in four over.
He was three under for the first 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was looking really good. I don't know if I jinxed him, but I jumped in. So when I jumped in and saw him, I went, oh, he's minus two or minus three, looking good. And then it fell apart at the end.
Double bogey on 15.
There's some guy, Kevin, that says that the last four holes, that the finishing holes at Carnoustie are the toughest in championship golf.
Why?
I can't remember who he is. I don't think he knows golf. Oh, wait, it's Jack Nicklaus. That's who it is.
Okay.
Jack Nicklaus,
that guy,
says it is the toughest closing stretch in championship golf. I've not heard exactly why he says it, but it's one of those things you sort of remember. And they named a bunker after him at this course. So back in the day, he complained to Carnoustie about some mounds and said, well, those mounds shouldn't be there. Ultimately, they agreed with him, took the mounds out and put in a bunker, and they call it Nicklaus Bunker.
Because of that.
The Jack Nicklaus Bunker. So, he was definitely aware of this course and its tough finish. So that's day one at the British Open. Phil Mickelson shot plus two today, just to add another big name. All right, there's your big three for this Thursday. It is again super hot out there. 103 is the high today. Big day for me today.
What happened?
Picked up the tennis racket for the first time in a while.
You said it's been like 11 years?
It's basically been the kid.
Okay.
And
well, don't blame her.
No, I'm not blaming her, but it was one of those where once she was born and everything was going on, I really focused in. Then about the time she was five or six, the golf opportunity came up at Shadow Glen. So I thought, I'm going to try to learn this. I've never learned golf. I got into it. I really liked it. And, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of people around to play tennis with, so it just kind of faded away. So I got out there today, old man with a tennis racket. I'm sure it looked horrible. But
so what do? Hit against a wall?
Today, I didn't have anything to hit against because there wasn't a board at either place. So I just kind of dropped the ball and hit some strokes and hit some serves and did a couple. I ran some lines. You know,
did you really?
Ran some lines. Got to breathing heavy.
What are you, crazy?
Got a decent sweat going on. I was out there for about like an hour.
That would have been fun to see if we would have had tape of that.
Right. My theme for getting back into tennis is I don't care how it looks. I just care how it feels.
Okay.
That's all I'm caring about. I know it's going to look bad. I know I'm 43 years old and I'm using a 20-year-old racket. I don't care. I just like, and I realized today I miss hitting a tennis ball.
Okay. Good. Yeah. I'm glad you're back doing it.
Yeah.
And Monkey's going to play with you, right? Going to start?
She's going to try. We're going to go buy her a racket and see if she digs tennis at all.
Okay.
We'll see. Maybe
that'd be cool if you guys could start to play a little bit.
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe that'll work. Maybe it'll help the softball swing.
You used to play with Schoening, didn't you?
Yeah, Bill and I played a little bit. That would.
Why?
Really...
What are you laughing at? What's so funny about
No, I'm trying to imagine what that would be like today. Schoening and me playing tennis.
He's probably hadn't. Well, maybe he took off 11 years too.
He may have. I don't know when the last. I've not talked to Schoening about tennis in a while. All I remember about playing Schoening, he's a lefty, so that's always a little different. But I remember at one point we were playing and he took his shirt off.
Ooh.
And I thought he did it specifically to distract me. I didn't let it. I think I ended up beating him, but it was tough.
He did it on purpose to distract you?
I think he did, because I'm not used to playing anyone not wearing a shirt. That is not...
You're not, yeah, you're a big shirt guy.
Right, especially there. There's an etiquette going on. We got to have a top on when you're playing tennis.
Well, the only sport I could think of where it was okay to ever not have your shirt on was pick up basketball.
Volleyball, Trey's World.
Yeah, I mean, even
beach,
then.
No, beach volleyball.
Excuse me, yes. Yeah, volleyball is totally acceptable.
Beach volleyball, totally acceptable. But in tennis, you got to have a shirt on. All right, so Thursday here on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260, hornfm.com. And on a day like today, I feel like I need to tell you about 101.9. I mentioned AM 1260 in my part of the world today. This morning, it was so hot that I was not hearing Bucky and Aaron as well as I could, as well as I normally can on 104.9. If you're in one of those areas, it's the stupidest thing in the world, but I've said this for years. I'm just pulling the curtain back a bit. There are certain things that happen to radio receivers when it's really hot. Don't ask me why they can't figure this out. But if you have those issues, the app is there for you, the Horn Austin in your app store, hornfm.com. But also remember 1260 mm-hmm. and 1019. My man Sacamano and all the folks out in Georgetown, those may be able to help you out if things go scratchy.
Appreciate I was getting it crystal clear on 1260 today in Cedar Park, and that's usually not the case. And
1049
really? Was next to nothing.
Right, right, exactly. Huh. Yeah, that's what I ended up doing today, too. I was on 1260 for a lot of the morning. I was driving around to go play tennis and go buy the stuff that allowed me to play tennis, and I was listening to Bucky and Aaron, and 1260 was kicking it. So it was good.
You getting a new racket?
No, not yet. We're not to that point.
Okay. You got to make sure you really, really want to get back into this.
Yeah. Still got to use the old sticks. You know how cheap I am.
Yeah.
So I bought balls today, grips today, but there may be a time where a new racket's required. But right now, the old sticks will be fine. I'll be the old man.
Grips? Is that the tape you put?
The tape. Okay. The grip tape.
Do that? I thought that's done for you.
No. I picked the racket up the other day, and I was like, oh, man, this still got grip tape on it. It looks pretty new. And then I realized, it's just like it was. You could rub your thumb on it and it just turned to powder.
Yeah. Because
it had been like 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
Since I changed the stupid thing. So, yeah, not good. All right. So, if you're just jumping in, we will definitely get you a little crap bag coming up. I've badmouthed ESPN recently, so I'll give them some, I'll actually give them some love off of last night. Plus, also some more nerdy baseball stuff that I think Kevin might like. It was kind of off of yesterday's discussion, but even more nerdy baseball numbers that I heard about. Got a couple old schools, I think, as well. Oh yeah, that's a great old school. We get to make fun of that guy. crap bag coming up, and remember Jeff Howe coming up at 4:05, and Scipio Tex at 5:05. So two very good Longhorn conversations coming up right here, as it makes total sense because it's the Horn.
Easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right, little crap bag on a Thursday. I have spent time recently ripping on ESPN for different things, whether it's ESPN Plus or whatever, but I think they always get the ESPYs fairly right. There's a lot of fluffy kind of stuff at the ESPYs.
Was that last night?
That was last night. I dig the highlight packages in general. I'm a sucker for a good highlight package. So I like a lot of that stuff. I generally fast forward. It's a DVR event for me. I fast forward through the basic awards. A couple times I'll check out the speeches. What I'm interested in are their big awards. I've learned to kind of focus in on those over the years. So, I mean, Jim Kelly's speech last night was great. The Jimmy V Foundation winner. And I say great. Yeah, I think you know what I mean by that.
Right.
Jim Kelly.
He's inspiring, probably.
Right. Very inspiring. He's battled cancer. I think it's three times it's been. I thought it was only two times, but I've lost one of those, lost count. So apparently he's battled it literally three times, and it may be four because he's got a checkup coming in August that we talked about. His speech was great. They had Dan Marino and John Elway present it.
Nice.
And so it was just, yeah, okay. That whole 83 quarterback vibe, that was cool. The guy that won the Pat Tillman Award was inspired by Pat Tillman, named Jake Wood. He played offensive line at Wisconsin. He ultimately left an NFL career, like Pat Tillman, to serve his country, and now is a part of this incredible organization where it's veterans and military folks and former first responders that they go all over the world wherever disasters happen. And help. It's incredible.
That's pretty cool.
But the night, I mean, the moment of the night ends up being at the end when the Arthur Ashe Courage Award was given to over 100 Larry Nassar survivors, if that's the right phrasing. There were over 100 women on that stage. It was so powerful. They had three out front speaking. And just very, very powerful words, but they were all there, and the strength of those numbers was incredible. The points brought up about how any one adult, key adult, could have stopped it over a 25, 30-year period, and they didn't. I hope it was impactful for a lot of people watching, and I hope it was empowering for a lot of little girls that were watching, parents of little girls that are watching, that are in cheerleading or gymnastics or doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. So good on ESPN for shining the light on that one more time, because they're a part of why it happened. I mean, they're reporting and outside the lines and stuff. I thought they did a good job of staying on that case and staying on the story. And they decided last night to end with, obviously it's not a happy story, but it ends up having a little I don't know. It was a really cool moment, though, with all those, with Allie Raceman and all those girls just standing up and saying, we're here, we're stronger this way, and we hope we're helping, you know, people down the line.
That sounds like there's some worthy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an ESPY guy. I also don't watch any of the LA awards that they do for actors and stuff like that.
Right.
I mean, I'm just generally not impressed by them as people.
Yeah, what this does...
That came off harsh. As speakers.
Yeah. What this event always does for me is those key moments, those three big awards they do, it shows you how sports can affect life, how sports can change people's lives and all that.
And that sounds pretty cool.
They always do a real good job. Also...
But it doesn't have to be happy, too. You're right. I mean,
right.
It sounds like all those were...
There's a lot of seriousness.
There's a lot of seriousness
involved, but just incredible stories. And the other thing I'll give them a nod for, I'm a sucker for that My Wish stuff. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Every time they do it...
I'm a sucker, too. I always cry.
The kid with the Yankees was incredible.
Rinaldi. Was it Rinaldi?
It's usually Chris, what's his name? The former MTV guy, Chris Conley, that usually is the narrator there. But the kid with the Yankees was incredible. The kid that wanted to meet Jimmy Butler let him drive his, like, caddy SUV around town and stuff. It was great. I mean, I love those things. They always get me emotional. So good for ESPN there. Also, Kevin, I heard some great nerdy baseball stuff today.
Okay.
So Keith Olbermann was voicing it, but basically there's a guy at Baseball Prospectus. Will Carroll used to work for Baseball Prospectus. They are some of the best baseball nerds out there. He wrote a book called The Shift, and he went and looked at. They have data now from 2015, 2016, and 2017, so full data is being put together. And what they figured out is that the shifts are ultimately stopping singles on the ground. They are stopping those singles that they're technically trying to stop, but there are more doubles being hit into the shift, and there are more home runs being hit into the shift.
Really? Okay.
Which, then they started to bring up these other points, which I think you're going to like this kind of line of thinking, because it's very nerdy baseball stuff. Why would this happen? If I'm a pitcher, and I know the shift is on, left-handed batter we're talking mainly here, if I know the shift is on, well, I can't give him something on the outside, right? I can't go play on the outside of the plate.
No, but the point, I mean, see, that's why I don't like the shift. If pitchers were thinking that, and obviously, I mean, you would think about that, but the shift needs to be on if a guy can't go the other way. That's why I think there's too many shifts right now.
Yeah, there may be.
If it's taking away part of the plate for the pitcher.
That's the thing, because that may be what they're seeing, that in one case that – You can't play on the outside of the plate, so you've got to naturally just in your brain, somehow you'll pull it back a little bit. That gives him something better to hit. And then the other thing they've seen is the walks have gone up. There's more walks, more homers, more doubles.
Okay.
The reason maybe more walks is, again, you're trying to be a little too careful.
You're not using the whole plate.
Somewhere in your mind, you're trying to be too careful. You lose a couple. You put the guy on first base. So in the end, there is at least some evidence that the offense is winning the shift. Not the defense.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, some good baseball.
Good stuff. Good stuff there.
Good baseball nerd stuff. I like the way they're using Keith Olbermann in certain situations where they'll let him narrate one of those. And
baseball's his forte.
Yeah, that was really interesting. I did not realize that. So all that is out there if you want to check it out. And I'm sure they'll be replaying the ESPYs over the next couple days. Also on the birthday front today, let's give a little birthday love to LaMarcus Aldridge. He is 33 years old. Kevin, I will not insult you by asking you where he went to college. You know where he went to high school?
Siegelville.
Very good.
He's a big-time recruit.
Did you know that one, Trey? Would you have known that one that quickly?
I think I would have,
I think you would have,
that
too.
That was excellent work.
I think there's a lot of Texas fans driving around. Siegelville.
All right, here's one that does not speak well for the NBA. Adam Morrison is 34 years old today, Kevin Dunn. He was the third pick in the draft by Charlotte in 06.
Same Jordan, right?
Same draft as LaMarcus Aldridge. That's right. Jordan took him.
Another one of his many good picks.
He only spent 4 years in the NBA, won two championships because of Kobe, but he was barely anything on those teams. He was end of the bench. Adam Morrison, old school?
He was Gonzaga.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he was a hell of a player.
He was a hell of a college player.
He was a hell of a
college player.
Wasn't he like a player of the year kind of guy?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Spokane Strangler with that mustache, too.
Very creepy.
Oh, man.
Creepy mustache.
Really creepy.
Maybe that's why he couldn't stick in the NBA. Too creepy looking, you think?
I think it's a game.
A little? Yeah, that too. I was trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Trying to be nice. A guy we've interviewed on the show has a birthday today. It is my favorite stick-with-it and make something out of your situation story, maybe ever, for me, Rick Ankiel is 39 years old today. The fact that he got the yips as a pitcher, never overcame that, but then worked his way back around and became a pretty good outfielder,
yeah,
pretty good player. The fact that he stuck with that and he wrote a book about it, we interviewed him. I love his story.
I do too. I think it's a great story, and it's one of those two that if, especially if you're in that industry, you can find different ways to make it work. It may not be particularly what you set out to do.
Yeah, and you talked
about David Peralta's kind of done that. David Peralta is having a all-star year this year and is hitting 290 with 20 bombs or 15 bombs or whatever, I mean, around there. And he was a guy who came up as a pitcher and had to go back and was like, it wasn't working.
Do it the other way.
Like, I'm going to see if I can hit.
You talked earlier about not wanting to see the Vandeveld thing. You don't like to see just things crumble. I remember watching it crumble for Ankiel because he was playing the Braves.
Yeah.
In a playoff game, as I recall. Like, it wasn't even a regular – this was a big moment.
It was hard to watch.
And it all – right. Even for me, I'm rooting for the other team, and I thought, oh, this is awful.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
I really never root for that stuff. Maybe Knobloch, just because of the Aggie tie. I got a kick out of it.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're cruel.
It's because I'm – well, I didn't think the same thing about Steve Sachs or Mickey Sasser. I was rooting for those guys.
Well, they're not Aggies.
Well, I know.
So that's just that.
Oh, we care about. See, we still care.
You do care.
We do
care. That's true. All right, Trey's back, so that means he can tell you about all the great stuff at AV Consultation.
Absolutely. And, guys, when I'm watching a meltdown, whether it's a random baseball player, whether it's Texas A&M, I love doing so now at home. That's because of the setup provided by Audio Visual Consultations. Got the 65-inch television mounted to a wall I didn't think was possible. Also, great surround sound as well to really hear the intensity of the pain of the individual going through the meltdown. That's all thanks to Tom McKay and Audio Visual Consultations. Go to avconsultations.com. Check it out for yourself. You can look at a photo gallery of great work that Audio Visual Consultations has done in Central Texas for 30 years. Also, check out the listing of services: home theater, audio, video, remote capabilities, computer and automation services, phone systems, electrical services and lighting control, even security surveillance systems. Audio Visual Consultations can do all that. Figure out what it is you want for your home or place of business, then give Tom McKay a call. Tom McKay, Audio Visual Consultations, avconsultations.com.
All right, we are 44 days away from Texas and Maryland. Let's talk some more Texas football and college football and who knows what else. With Jeff Howe, 24/7 Sports, CBS Sports, at Jeff Howe 247 on Twitter. We talk to him every week. Jeff, coming up, give us his Longhorn thoughts on the Horn.